Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, and this month, on Life in the Garden, we're going to kick off our second season. It's the 13th episode already, the start of a new year, and the start of the second year of this podcast on Focal Point eNews. If you're like many people, you have been given a poinsettia, or maybe picked one up. Maybe a Christmas cactus, a frosty fern, a cyclamen, or an amaryllis. These are all common plants around the holidays, and likely by now they've lost their holiday spirit, just as yours came to an end. There are a few of these that I really wouldn't bother trying to save, and a few that I would. Let's first talk about the ones you might want to consider keeping as a houseplant. The first one would be the Christmas cactus. Once the Christmas cactus finishes blooming, you'll want to find a bright window away from drafts and treat it like a succulent. Water it sparingly every week or two. They're pretty good at showing you when they're not happy. If they become too dry, you may see some roots starting to form between the pads, or they may start dropping pads altogether. That's a sure sign that you need to adjust your care for them. They're not happy. Alternately, don't overwater them. Unfortunately, by the time you discover it's been overwatered, it's usually too late. The plant will continue to grow and get larger every year. And with that size comes an almost woody stem and infinitely more blooms. There's nothing you need to do to get them to bloom. They seem to cycle in at the same time every year. I know a couple of Christmas cactuses that have been passed from generation to generation to generation, and cuttings shared with family and friends. Now let's take a quick look at one that I really don't think is worth keeping over, the poinsettia. Although there are some exceptions to this rule, most poinsettias should really be treated as a one-season beauty, to be enjoyed at Christmas, and then purchase a new one next year. They're really not that expensive, and they have new cultivars every year. You're sure to want to try one out next year. They're fairly finicky to keep over, and they're even more finicky to get to rebloom again. So unless you're up for a challenge, including light cycles and fertilizer cycles, complete darkness and complete light, I would just consider them a one-season beauty and try a new one next year. Another one to keep over would be the amaryllis. These bulbs are very easy to keep over. Once the flower is finished, the leaves will start to grow. Treat it like any other houseplant, bright light, water when dry, and fertilize during that active growth. Whenever there's green leaves, that's when it's feeding the bulb. I always put mine outside from spring to fall and let Mother Nature help you take care of it. When you bring it in the fall, simply put it in the back of a cupboard, somewhere dark, and let it go dormant. Leave it for about 8 to 12 weeks, and then bring it back out, start watering it, and you should have another flower coming. You might even get two stems. We'll see you next month. Let's grow. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.